Repeat it three times, best way I know of. First, pay attention to the name. Remember anybody else who has that name? And then repeat it three times. And picture it if you can in your mind. Repeat it. Then you're going to probably have it short term. So it's how to do things. That's how you overcome self-doubt. There are ways you can overcome fear where you don't feel afraid anymore. That seems to contradict what I said before. But for example, let's say one day you go up on a 10-meter tower and you dive off. You're going to be afraid, chances are. I know I was. That's a long ways up. But what if you've done that 3,000 times? I can also say from experience, it's not scary anymore to do a swan dive off a 10-meter tower. You stand there, boop, dive off. No fear. Competence breeds confidence. But on the other hand, the swan dive is no longer scary, but what if you try your first 4.5? Again, same fear. What is new is often fearful. So certainly, some things aren't fearful anymore when you get good at them. So when you get used to asking for dates and getting rejected, you go, ah, this is nothing, no problem at all. I recommend to writers, I was teaching at the Maui Writers Conference, an excellent writing conference held around Labor Day every year. I teach there almost every year. And some writers hate getting rejection letters. Well, I suggest that they write a rejection letter for the rejection letter. Something like, dear whoever the publisher is or editor, I so appreciate you taking the time to write me, and I enjoyed your style and the clarity with which you express yourself, but I get so many of these, I really can't accept it right now. If you happen to be shy, too shy maybe to ask for a date because you might be rejected, I'll give you an assignment. Your assignment is, in the next week, get 3 rejections. If you do, you've succeeded in the assignment. I gave someone this assignment once. They came back disheartened at the end of the week and said, I failed. I got 2 acceptances. Brendan Francis said, many of our fears are tissue paper thin. A single courageous step would carry us through them. You know how they train elephants in India to not wander off? One way they train them is they put a huge chain on their legs and chain them to a very big tree. So the elephant cannot wander out of a certain circle. But after several weeks, they take the big chain they needed for a new elephant and they put a small chain on the elephant. And after another week or two, they put a rope. And finally, they put a string. And eventually, they could put a thread. And that's how many of our fears are. That thread we think is a chain. Arthur C. Clarke said, the only way to discover the limits of the possible is to go beyond them into the impossible. I have an assignment for you. This is related to an earlier gateway. Because you know what? Hearing a program like this or reading a book is of no use to you unless you act upon it. No exercise apparatus you or I have ever purchased has done us any good whatsoever unless we actually get on it and use it. You've learned a technique for expanding your vital capacity as effectively as running up hills, which is breathing to a count. Remember, progressively deeper and slower counts, and then working your way back down. Get used to doing it. I do it every day. That's why it makes a difference, because I actually do it. Okay. Let's talk about I can't. I can't. How many of us have said that? Well, I admit to you right now that I can't levitate. I admit to you that I cannot walk through walls. But you know what? When I say I can't ask for that date because I'm just too shy, I'm just too nervous, when I say I can't speak in public because I just get too terrified, I'm lying to myself. Sure I can. Sure you can.